From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We're going to wrap up our series now called Contenders. All week, we've been hearing about historic presidential candidates, candidates who broke new ground but did not win the race. Today, Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm. She sought the Democratic nomination in 1972. She was the first African-American woman to run for president. Our story comes from Joe Richman and Samara Freemark of Radio Diaries.
My name is Barbara Lee. In 1972, I was a student on public assistance, single mom, when I first met Shirley Chisholm. I now am a member of Congress serving on the Appropriations Committee. Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm told me, no matter what I did in life, use your power judiciously, use it with humility, but use it.
I stand before you today as a candidate for the Democratic nomination for the presidency of the United States of America.
Direct from our newsroom in New York, this is the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite.
A new hat, rather a bonnet, was tossed into the Democratic presidential race today, that of Mrs. Shirley Chisholm, the first black woman to serve in Congress.
My name is Robert Gottlieb. In 1972, I was on the campaign of Shirley Chisholm. The people running were Richard Nixon on the Republican side. On the Democratic side, there was George McGovern, John Lindsay, Senator Scoop Jackson, Governor George Wallace. And then you have Shirley Chisholm, and it was like she came from Mars.
I am not the candidate of black America, although I am black and proud. I am not the candidate of the women's movement of this country, although I am a woman, and I'm equally proud of that. I am the candidate of the people. And my presence before you now symbolizes a new era in American political history.
She looked different. She sounded different. She had a lisp. Plus, she had an accent. She was from the Caribbean. She sounded funny. But all of that became totally secondary once you heard what she had to say.
I'm finding all over America that people are sick and tired of the Tweedledee-Dees and the Tweedledee-Dums who constantly flip-flap from one side to another. People are interested in having candidates that are truthful, candidates that have, if you will, just a tiny bit of morality and a tiny bit of integrity, and people that they believe they can go to sleep at night and know that they're not selling them out or selling out the communities in which they live.
She was against the Vietnam War. She talked about the elimination of poverty and why we needed to put resources into public education.
The black vote will play a large part in the Democratic presidential primary in California next Tuesday. The two men, plus a third candidate, Representative Shirley Chisholm, are going after those black votes.
Vote for Shirley Chisholm. Give me a vote because I need strength. If I have the strength, we can get the input.
She knew that, you know, she was not going to pull the traditional voters. But she also knew there were so many people unregistered and out there just waiting to participate and waiting to vote.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I conclude by saying, if you can't support me or you can't endorse me, get out of my way. You do your thing and let me do mine.
The thing about Shirley Chisholm, she wasn't just a radical politician mouthing off. She understood how politics worked and how to get her positions heard by a wider audience.
ABC News originally had invited Senator McGovern and Senator Humphrey, the two leading candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination, to appear on this program. Friday night, the Federal Appeals Court ruled that Mrs. Chisholm must also be invited to participate.
She could make a million speeches while all these white guys are running for president. Nobody was going to listen to her. Nobody was going to cover it unless she was a candidate for president, unless in one of the debates she could force her way onto the stage.
If your own candidacy for the top spot should fail, are you now saying that you think you could serve as vice president of the United States?
I could serve as president of this country, believe it or not.
Well, I've raised my question.
Well, that's what you're a candidate
for. Let me go back
and try it. That's why I'm running.
Let me go back and try it again.
Will the convention of the Democratic Party please come to order?
I was a Shirley Chisholm delegate on welfare, first time voting, you know, now delegate at a convention. I mean, that was unheard of.
There are those in this hall who feel the Democratic Party has, for much too long, been in the control of middle-aged squares. Others who feel the party is being turned over to the hippies. 4 years ago, there were people out in the streets in Chicago protesting what was happening inside the hall, demanding some of the power. This time, 4 years later, they are inside, and they have some of the power. Well, that's the kind of convention we're about to have, and we'll see what happens.
Balloting will continue until a nominee is selected. The clerk will call the roll.
Illinois, New York.
Once it became clear she was not going to get over the top in the number of delegates, we hoped we were going to be able to go in the back room and trade off our delegates for certain promises to affect what the Democratic Party would stand for. And I guess the disappointment that we all had was by the time we reached the convention, we just didn't have enough power.
Now we see the beginnings of a very powerful movement in this country, a movement that has only realized its potential power.
Congressman Ron Dellums from California was somebody who she was very close with. He was going to nominate Shirley Chisholm on the floor of the convention, but he made a determination that he could only go so far as a matter of principle with Shirley Chisholm, and he backed out.
I therefore am now endorsing the candidacy of Senator George McGovern.
It really broke Shirley Chisholm's heart that people who supported her positions ultimately decided, you know what, I love you, Shirley, but I'm going to go and support George McGovern because that's reality.
Senator George H. McGovern, having received a majority vote of this convention certified delegate.
Shirley was a very practical politician, and she knew what had to be done had to be done. And you know, she would say, but we've got to keep going. We've got to keep working. We've got to fight. Nothing is easy.
I think every politician always has a dream that they could win, but there is no way Shirley Chisholm ever thought she would actually win the nomination or be president of the United States. But by the end of the campaign, people were no longer saying that she had no right to run.
I stand before you today to repudiate the ridiculous notion that the American people will not vote for a qualified candidate simply because he is not white or because she is not a male. I do not believe that in 1972 the great majority of Americans harbor such narrow and petty prejudices. All of you who share this vision, from New York to California, from Wisconsin to Florida, are brothers and sisters on the road to national unity and a new kind of America.
Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm. That story and the rest of our series called Contenders were produced by Joe Richman and Samara Freemark of Radio Diaries, with help from Ben Shapiro and Deborah George. Special thanks to Shala Lynch, who produced the film Chisholm 72, Unbought and Unbossed.
And you can hear all the stories in our Contenders series, as well as speeches and campaign songs, at npr.org.